Times Up says its whole board will be replaced after former CEO caught defending Andrew Cuomo. By Warner Todd Houston on September 5, 2021. The board of Time's Up says all of its members will be replaced after the organization's then-CEO was caught advising disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., as women accused him of sexual harassment. Former CEO Tina Jin, pictured, second from right, fled the board last month after taking flak for her staunch support of Cuomo. Jin was not running the women's advocacy group while speaking out for Cuomo. But when the organization found out that the former Michelle Obama aide was actually advising Cuomo on how to weather his sexual harassment storm, that was the final straw. Nearly the entire board is resigning, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Gunnar Shonda Rhimes, pictured, far left, Eva Longoria, pictured, far right, Journey Smollett, pictured, third from left, Katie McGrath, wife to J.J. Abrams, pictured, second from left, Christy Haubegger, Hillary Rosen, Michelle Kidd, and Time's Up's interim board chair Nina Shaw. Only Colleen DeCourcy, Rafi Friedman-Gerspan, Ashley Judd, pictured, third from right, and Gabrielle Salzberger will remain to ensure a smooth transition, the group's statement read on Saturday. The group added that the few remaining board members would step down 30 days after a new board is seated. Time's Up was created to support the goal of safe, fair, dignified work for all women, the statement says. It is crucial to us as a board that the organization remain in service to the seismic global work to demand equity and disrupt systems that foster discrimination, harassment, and abuse. We see the current crisis within Time's Up as an important opportunity for growth and change. The group promises a top-to-bottom assessment will be conducted into the group's operations once the new board takes control. Time's Up belongs to all women. Its mission must continue, until we live in a world in which no woman ever needs to say hashtag Time's Up again, the statement adds. Some of the group's detractors are not yet satisfied that the group is headed toward reforming itself. For instance, Time's Up Healthcare co-founder Monica McLemore wrote good riddance upon hearing the news. However, Alison Turcos, one of the leaders who organized a survivor's letter and a call for Time's Up to be brought to an accounting for its actions, was cautiously hopeful. These resignations are a step in the right direction. However, survivors are waiting to hear their concrete plans and how the organization plans to repair harm, Turcos wrote. Still, Turcos felt the timing of the announcement was suspect. This announcement was made late on a Friday night, on a holiday weekend. It doesn't feel like they are proudly stepping into a new direction. It feels like they are doing this in the shadows, she wrote. I look forward to learning more and to seeing this organization get back to its roots and mission, and always centering those most impacted in the work, Turcos added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.